Well, Treasury yields are edging higher as the Federal Reserve begins its two-day policy meeting. All eyes will be on the central bank's taper timeline, with new data this morning pointing to increasing price pressures building. Let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Brian Chung, who is tracking this for us. And Brian, it's not just about the taper timeline, but the language from the Fed, especially after Jerome Powell essentially said inflation is no longer transitory.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to watch very closely the statement that we're going to get tomorrow at 2 p.m. from the Federal Reserve regarding their characterization of where the economy is. We should expect some major changes because, if you recall, the Fed's last meeting in November, the statement described inflationary factors as being transitory. But as you mentioned, it wasn't long ago, only about 2 weeks ago, when he told Congress that they would be retiring, or at least he would be retiring, the use of the T word in describing transitory. But it's very interesting to see what's happening specifically in the bond markets with regards to the pricing expectations for what to see from the Fed tomorrow. You can see ahead of you, the 10-year yield is actually at about 145 handle right now. But what's interesting is that that represents about a 20 basis point decline just over the last 2 months, during a time which the Federal Reserve was actually messaging its intention to maybe get a bit more aggressive with the pullback in monetary easing that they've had since the depths of the pandemic. Now, normally, if the Fed is saying, hey, we expect to see interest rate hikes not long from now, you might expect the longer end of the curve in the 10-year or the 30-year to start hiking a little bit. But instead, we've actually seen a decline in yields. And what's also very interesting is to see the spread between the 2-year and also the 10-year yield. Now, again, this is usually a good measurement to see where sentiment is going. If you see higher yields on longer term bonds, that means a little bit more optimism over where the economy might be in the medium or longer run. But actually, the spread between those two securities has actually narrowed over the last few weeks. You could see actually the 10-year yield and the 2-year yield have gotten a lot closer with one another, not necessarily to negative rates, which is usually a harbinger for recession, but certainly flagging a little bit of concern. So what's one interpretation? Well, one concern is that the Fed might have to get more abrupt on raising interest rates to get ahead of the curve on inflation, which could actually put the economic recovery to an end and maybe force the Fed back into an easing cycle. You can see the spread chart now ahead of you. So that's certainly one interpretation of that reading. Definitely something the Federal Reserve doesn't want as it starts to think about raising interest rates sometime next year. We'll see if the Fed can start to steepen the curve with perhaps some jawboning or maybe some language hinting at interest rate hikes in that press conference tomorrow at 2:30.
And Brian, volatility has obviously calmed down, I guess, a little bit. We're also going to get those quarterly projections. So we look often at when it comes to what they're expecting on inflation and interest rates in the future here. I mean, when you look at that, I'm not sure which one might matter more depending on what we hear from Jay Powell when he steps to the mic. Obviously, the market has been increasingly weighing on every word, especially since he's ditched transitory from his vernacular. I mean, what are you going to be listening for, I guess, out of his mouth when it comes to all of those expectations and how the market might react?
Well, to be quite honest, I actually think tomorrow could be a very dicey press conference for the Fed chairman because he's got a lot of things to balance there. Because on one hand, we are still very much still in the recovery. And the fact that we haven't already raised interest rates kind of reinforces the Fed's view that there's still some progress to be made, at least in the labor market, where we've seen or at least almost 4 million people still out of the labor force compared to pre-pandemic levels, as verified by the November jobs report that we had gotten about a week and a half ago. Now, on the inflation side of things, the Fed already acknowledges that this is not transitory, that this is becoming a bit more worrisome, and that it could end up being more persistent, which is the reason why they want to give themselves the optionality to raise interest rates perhaps earlier and perhaps more aggressively next year than they had originally messaged in the middle of the year. But that's going to be a really difficult thing to message, especially given where bond markets are pricing right now. They really are pricing in the expectation that the Fed is going to be too late and is going to have to pump the brakes, raise rates too aggressively. That would ultimately just put a hard end to the recovery. So no soft landing. Again, we'll see if bond markets maybe reprice depending on that commentary tomorrow, but it just shows how sensitive things might be as we head towards that 2 p.m. statement tomorrow or that 2:30 press conference tomorrow as well.
Okay, we'll be watching. Brian Chung, thanks so much for that.